What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Talking With Him. Yes, I know I haven't posted an episode since 2023, but that's neither here nor there. On today's episode, we got a lot to talk about, people, so let's get started. Our first thing is going to be karma. Now, some of you might be saying to yourself, why are you talking about karma? Because, people, karma's a bitch. No, all jokes aside, if you haven't heard, JoJo Siwa has recently came out with a song called Karma. Right? I'm gonna play a little bit for you right now.
Some bad things. I swear I did it all for fun and it meant nothing. It never happened. It was a secret. Like when a tree falls in the forest, no one hears it. Another late night, another crazy mood. And I didn't think twice. But
Okay, so that is JoJo Siwa's Karma. But did you guys also know there was an unreleased version by this artist named Britt Stewart that came out in 2012? It was supposed to go on her album back then. But she went with this other song called Provocative. So now I'm gonna play you her version of Karma, but her version is called Karma's a Bitch. Now you see how from JoJo's version to Britt Smith's version, which you can now listen to on Spotify because she was able to put the song on Spotify. I feel like JoJo Siwa's version feels like more of a kids boppy type, and Britt Smith's version is more of a, up tempo, upbeat, and more catchier, So yeah, and if you also didn't know, there's a lot of people going back and forth with the whole Karma song only because JoJo Siwa got stopped by TMZ. And the person behind the camera asked JoJo if she knew who Britt Smith was. And she acted like she didn't know who she was. So while her song is her version of Karma is not charting well, Britt Smith's version of Karma is charting. I think the last time I checked, it was at number 3. Now, if you don't know, the only reason why JoJo was able to put out the song officially is because, like I stated before, Britt Stewart wasn't gonna use it, so it went unreleased. And the people that helped Britt Stewart create the song, I guess, gave JoJo Siwa the permission to put out her version, Kid Spot version, of, that's what I'm calling it because that's what it sounds like to me, of Karma. Now, Britt Stewart also was able to print her version out because, like I stated before, the people that helped her with the song and everything gave her the okay to do it. So, that just goes to show you, if you know somebody or knew somebody that wrote that song, don't act like you ain't know them, because while her song is sitting at number 89 on the iTunes chart, Britt Stewart's, I think the last time I checked, was at number 3, if I'm not mistaken. So, and there's a lot of other stuff going on with JoJo Siwa. I ain't gonna talk about it today. In other news, right before I recorded this podcast, there was a breaking news story on CNN. And it basically was that, you know, Trump is supposed to show up for court and everything because of the stuff that he did while he was the president of the United States. If you don't know that information, go look it up because I ain't gonna give it to you. Anyways, a man basically set himself on fire. I don't know why. I don't know if it was a mental thing. I don't know if he just did it to do it. I just find it crazy. Why would you set yourself on fire knowing that, one, it's going to be a lot of recovery time if he doesn't die? And I ain't talking about a week or two. I'm talking about months of physical therapy with probably having to learn how to breathe again, probably learning how to eat again, and just a lot of other things. Matter of fact, let me see if I can find the audio. Give me one sec. And I found the audio, and I'm gonna play it for you guys right now.
Outside of the courthouse just now, our cameras are turning right now. A man has now lit himself on fire outside of the courthouse in Manhattan, where we are waiting a history to be made. A full jury panel is gone. We are watching a man who is fully emblazoned in the front of the courthouse today. We are watching multiple fires breaking out around his body and person. We have seen an arm that has been visible that has been engulfed in total flames. There is chaos that is happening. People are wondering right now if people are in danger. I'm looking across the courtyard. There is a man racing to his aid. There is coats coming off to try to put out the fire. We have members of security details. NYPD is rushing to the scene. They are trying to come now. Officers are on the scene. A fire extinguisher is right now present being put on this man.
Now, if you were able to hear that, and that was from CNN, I got that small clip from, well, audio clip. Yes, a man unfortunately lit himself on fire while they were trying to set up the whole, get ready for the whole Trump of it all with the whole court thing and stuff like that. But I don't understand. Why would you set yourself on fire? Why? It don't make no sense to me. But I'm pretty sure that I'm gonna be finding out a lot more about that as the story develops. Why he set himself on fire. And if I do find out more, and if I do feel like recording another episode, I will probably tell you about it. But moving on to 911. Now, if you're not a fan, or if you don't know what 911 is, it is a show about a team of firefighters, paramedics, and a dispatch system company. If you seen the first season, you would also know that the lady from Nashville is, was on that season, but she left. Now they are on to season 7, and if you don't know these characters, sorry, I'm about to spoil it for you. Buck and Tommy finally kissed. Now, you probably are wondering why I said finally. It's because Buck, who's played by Oliver Stark, is bisexual. And on the first season, not first, on the 7th season, first episode, oh no, more like a couple episodes in, we finally got to see Buck and Tommy kiss. Now you're probably wondering, who's Tommy? Well, Tommy is a supporting cast member, which I think, with the story that they're going through right now, they're probably gonna make him a main character. Hopefully. Tommy was like one of the firefighters from another station house, as they would call it. And he filled in for a day and stuff like that on the first couple of seasons. And now he's back on the show. The reason why or how they incorporated him back into the show, spoiler alert, is because Athena, who's played by Angela Bassett, y'all know the mama from Black Panther, her, and the lady that played Tina Turner, her. And her husband on the show, his name is Bobby. They went on the cruise, right? And the cruise got hijacked. Yada, 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 fast forward. They got rescued. Hen was the captain while Bobby and Athena was on the cruise. And the boat that they were on got flipped over, so they needed to go in for a rescue, right? Follow me now. And Tommy, he is you know, like the Coast Guard. They went up in the plane, couldn't find the boat at first, but then Athena, right, she got one of those little yellow orange guns with like the flare in it and shot it up in the air, and they saw it from the helicopter. So that's how those two met. But Buck got jealous of Eddie and Tommy's friendship, because Buck wanted to get Tommy's attention, right? The guy that plays Eddie, he was in the latest Step Up movie, His Finest, from a couple years ago. So his real name is Ryan Gosman. Sorry, Ryan. Ryan. But yeah, that's his thing. But yeah. So, and Buck was trying to get Tommy's attention. So what happened with that was, they basically was playing like a game of basketball pickup and Buck was playing a little bit too hard and injured Eddie. So basically, fast forward a couple episodes in, Tommy went to Buck's apartment and they were having a conversation, and he was like, "Man, I'm just so tired of trying to get your attention." And Tommy was like, "My attention?" And Buck was like, "Yeah, your attention." And then Tommy was like, "Oh, okay." And then Buck said, my sister always taught me how to get blah 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 attention. And while he was saying the line, Tommy kissed him. Oh, by the way, Maddie, which is Oliver Stark's sister in the show, aka Buddy slash Evan is his name on the show. It's played by the one and only Jennifer Love Hewitt. If you don't know who she is, go watch Ghost Whisperer. You'll love it, 'cause I do. Anyways, so yeah, now we're fast forwarding a couple episodes in, and now Buck, Evan, and Tommy are going to Maddie's wedding, because Jennifer Love Hewitt's character is getting married to Chimney. He is Hen's partner on the Emlance. So yeah, that's what's been going on that show. I hope I got y'all all caught up. You know, while I'm on this, I do. We're gonna get back to our regularly scheduled program in a second, but airlines. Can you please, 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 the God, make it more accessible for people with disabilities to fly and stop breaking our wheelchairs, please? It's 2024. How is this still happening? The disability community at least makes up, I would say, 50% of the human population, and probably even more. So if you could please just fix it, it'll be great. But enough about that. Abbott Elementary is back for its third season. Now, if you don't know what that show is, it stars Quinta Brunson, one of the original Dreamgirls on Broadway, the one and only Cheryl Lee Ralph. And Tyler, you know, the dude from Everybody Hates Chris, the main character, he's in it too. His name is Gregory in the show. And Grey's Anatomy is back for its 20th season, but it also has been renewed for its 21st season. And his sister's show, Station 19, is officially ending after this season. What season? I think it's on season 6 or 7. I can't remember at the moment. But yeah, that's what's been going on. That's what's been going on with that. And can we please, 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 please stop canceling shows if the show is doing good. Because if you're gonna greenlit a show like Station 19, right? And the ratings are doing good. I understand that they might dip and dodge in it a bit again and again sometimes. But if the show is doing a great job, why cancel it? You know what I'm thinking? In order for them to do another season of Grey's Anatomy, they probably said, well, we probably will have to cancel Station 19. That's what I'm thinking happened. I'm not saying that it happened like that. It's just my thoughts. But it might have. I don't know. But if you haven't watched either of the shows, go get caught up now. Oh, and Coachella happened this weekend, the first weekend. And weekend two is coming up. We got a couple more days. My girl Renee Rapp is she bought out Kesha, the same TikTok, right? Y'all know how Kesha sings TikTok on the class. Everybody don't I know. You know that song? You know, in the beginning when she says, wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. Well, while they were at Coachella, my girl Kesha, my girl Renee Rapp, they ended up saying, wake up in the morning like fuck P. Diddy. Now, if you don't know, I ain't gonna get into it a little bit of detail, but basically, Sean Diddy Combs is being allegedly investigated by the popo. And when I say popo, I just don't mean the police. I'm talking about the big dogs, them too. So I'm just like, ooh. So she said, wake up in the morning like, fuck me, Diddy. So what I'm thinking is gonna happen, which I'm hoping is gonna happen, that she's go back in the studio, changes that lyric on the studio version, puts that out, and then, you know, once we play it, it'll have that statement. But that was it for the, oop, no, it's not. I almost ended the show without telling y'all this. WrestleMania. WrestleMania. Was like a month or two ago and a couple months ago. And, or just recently, matter of fact. Cody Rhodes beat Roman Reigns for the United, how they say it? United Disputed Championship or something like that. Which if you don't know, yes, Cody Rhodes left WWE to go over to AEW, but he came back to WWE. Side note. WWE and TKO are now under one big umbrella called T. UFC, I'm sorry. WWE and UFC are under a big umbrella called TKO Holdings, which means Vince McMahon no longer has any say or any ownership of WWE. It's been circling around the bend that he wants to start a new wrestling promotion. But with all the allegations that he has going on with him right now, I feel like that's not gonna happen. But back to my regularly scheduled program. Cody Rhodes won the Undisputed World Championship. World Heavyweight Championship. Think I don't know what it's called. And they finally split up the SmackDown and the Raw Tag Team Championships again. Thank the Lord. So, WrestleMania. They did like a ladder match. Grayson Waller and Austin Theory won the SmackDown Championship, right? Tag Team Championship. And, R-Truth and The Miz won the Raw Tag Team Championship. Damian Priest also won a championship. I can't remember the name of it because I'm going blank right now. But yes, he cashed in on Drew McIntyre. Oh, and CM Punk is back in WWE as well. Yes, he is. I can get into that in my next episode if I decide to do another one. But yeah, and unfortunately, Rhea Ripley had to relinquish her tag her SmackDown women's title because she got injured. Yes. Speaking of titles, NXT general manager Ava Raine, aka Dwayne The Rock Johnson's daughter, announced that they will be coming out with the NXT Women's North American Championship. Now, some of you are saying, why are they doing that for? Here's my thing. I think that they're doing that over there because they're considering bringing one to the main roster. So yeah. Oh, and Sami Zayn beat Gunther for the sorry if I'm quiet. I'm trying to think of the name. United States Championship belt. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I can't think of the name right now. But yeah. Oh, and Jade Cargill is back as well. And Naomi is too. Because you know, her and Sasha left way back when. But now, Naomi is back. After she had her successful run over there in Impact Wrestling. And John Cena is talking about his retirement. I'll get into that later. When I post another episode. What else is going on in the world of WWE? Oh, as you all know, and if you don't know, Big E, his sexy ass self. He got injured, unfortunately. Like, he broke his neck. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go look it up, because I don't feel like explaining it. Because I just get sad for him every time I explain it. So, yeah, he's injured. He says he's doing all right. But he says he don't know if he's ever going to make a ring entering action again. Oh, and also they swapped around the commentators team on Raw and SmackDown. So, Corey Graves and Bray Wyatt are on SmackDown, and my man Pat McAfee and Michael Cole are on SmackDown. Oh no, are on Raw, and Corey Graves and Wayne Barrett are on Monday Night Raw. Sorry about that. They switch them around so much, I can't remember which is which, bitch. But yeah, that's what's been going on. With a little bit of everything. And, y'all know Beyonce just came out with her new album called Cowboy Carter and stuff. And she did do her own rendition of Jolene. But check this out. Even though Beyonce did her own rendition. Her own, y'all know what I mean. Her own rendition of Jolene and swapped out a few lyrics a couple of times. Y'all know Dolly Parton is still up there as the main and original writer, even though Beyonce changed up a couple of things. She said, oh, baby, you can use my song, but my ass is staying up here as the main writer now. If you don't believe me, go look at it yourself. Oh, and Perry Edwards just came out with a song. It's called Forget About Us. It came out like yesterday or the day before. But yeah, that's what's been going on in the world of the news. So, good long, farewell, till I see you again.